Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, coming at you live with another dose of modern stoicism. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something super vital. Emotional awareness. Ever feel like an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, that's life sometimes. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. We can actually learn to understand them, navigate them, and even use them to our advantage. So, how do we become these emotional wizards? Well, it all starts with awareness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a car without checking the dashboard, right? You need to know your speed, fuel levels, and any warning lights. Emotions are kinda like that. They're signals from your inner world telling you something important. But if you ignore them, they can build up, causing stress, anxiety, or even unhealthy reactions. Here's the deal. Emotional awareness isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and learning how to respond in a healthy way. Think of it like this. Imagine you're feeling angry. Instead of letting that anger explode and lash out at someone, take a moment to pause. Ask yourself, what triggered this anger? Is it something specific, or am I reacting to a bigger pattern? Understanding the root cause can help you address it effectively instead of just reacting impulsively. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your emotional awareness game. 1. Check in with yourself regularly. This isn't about becoming a self-proclaimed emotional expert. It's simply about taking moments throughout the day to pause and check in with how you're feeling. Ask yourself, what emotions am I experiencing right now? Where do I feel them in my body? Simple, right? 2. Identify your emotional triggers. We all have things that tend to push our buttons, whether it's traffic jams, certain people, or even specific words. Pay attention to what sets you off and start recognizing those patterns. Once you know your triggers, you can develop strategies to manage them better. 3. Name your emotions. Sounds simple, but putting a label on your feelings can make a huge difference. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try being more specific. I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling anxious, or even I'm feeling excited. This helps you gain clarity and understand the nuances of your emotional experience. 4. Embrace journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly therapeutic. It allows you to process emotions, identify patterns, and even track your progress over time. Don't worry about grammar or perfection, just let those words flow. 5. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations that can help you cultivate mindfulness. Even a few minutes a day can make a difference in your emotional awareness. Let's take this a step further with a real-world example. Picture yourself at work. Your boss just handed down a big project, one that seems impossible to finish on time. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel a wave of anxiety wash over you. Now, instead of panicking or letting that anxiety spiral, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel this tension in my body? Is it the thought of the deadline, or something else entirely? By acknowledging your feelings, you can start to break down that overwhelming experience into smaller, more manageable parts. Maybe you realize you need to talk to your boss about clarifying expectations, or perhaps you need to prioritize tasks and delegate some responsibilities. The point is, by cultivating emotional awareness, you empower yourself to respond to challenges in a calm, focused way. So remember, my friends, emotional awareness isn't about being perfect or suppressing your feelings. It's about learning to understand them, navigate them with grace, and ultimately use them to become the best versions of ourselves. Take these tools, experiment with them, and see what works for you. You got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little emotional boost. Leave us a review if it resonates with you. It really helps other people find the podcast. Until next time, keep those emotions flowing, but channel them wisely. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.